It's a beautiful area in Spain, but it has links to Estrella, in that one of the bolts that's wrecked on the Estrella site was actually built there. This would be this would be a real strong connection between the two areas. We'd like to see this to just strengthen further the connections that have been built, and you know that this link would be more particular with the reference to the Armada disaster of September 1588. We've long since commemorated it. Some of us have been involved for over 30 years in the commemoration of this. And it would be lovely to build on this. We have a new ambassador coming, and I think the existing ambassador will be happy that this process has started in his time. So the communications are going to be opened up through the offices of the Spanish embassy and with our partner towns in Spain to see if we can get the process opened. It may take some time to do, but I think this would be a natural twin for Sligo.
And there's almost an opportunity there, councillor, isn't there? Because as you kind of, the word you used was strengthened, that connection between the two. And, you know, as with any tradition or culture, if it's not in continually embraced, it can be lost a little bit over years and it can dwindle a little bit. I'm not saying that's happening, but just to kind of get out ahead of that and to, instead of letting it go one way, you're trying to strengthen it and further those bonds between the two countries, and two regions, that where you think down the line it can be even more important throughout our future. And as well as that, it can also have a huge boost in terms of the tourism to the economy as well as that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that when Enda Kenny was Taoiseach, he issued an invitation to the King of Spain to come and visit Ireland. And he reported back afterwards that the King did identify that he would like to come to Sligo and would bring with him all the tourists that would follow and say, oh, why did our King go there? Because, to be fair, the Spanish, the King has bestowed on the people at the community in Grange that look after the Spanish Armada and the group involved in Garda, the Medal of Isabella de Catalica, which is the highest honour that can be granted to anyone that is not a Spanish citizen by the King.